Hello and welcome back to Arkham Interactive for Sister Mary's second run of The Doom of Esterly. The first run didn't go so well. We were entombed in the ruins. We ran out of time in our attempts to find the Chamber of Time, secure the Relic of Ages, and then get back out. So we made the decision to try it again, which is part of the resolution options. So we reset back to the beginning. We start back at the entryway with one doom on the entryway, so we've already got one less round than before. And we also added three to Yig's Fury, which means we're now sitting on four. And if we don't succeed this time, this campaign will be over, and we'll have to restart with a new investigator. So, a lot of pressure on this one. We didn't receive any extra trauma, nor did we lose any resources, and we didn't actually gain any victory points as a result of our what we achieved in the last scenario. So it's all just a fresh slate, except for that added doom to the entryway and the Yig's Fury. So let's get into it. Just a quick reminder that we can use our torches at the entryway to look at the top two cards of the exploration deck, and if we find any treacheries in those top two cards, we can discard them. We use that to some success in the opening attempt. We did get rid of three of them. That didn't really help us finding the locations. I think there was one turn we drew two in a row, two back to back, and there was about four locations and two treacheries in there, and we drew two of them, back to back. So again, I feel like we've had some pretty bad luck with that exploration deck. So hopefully today we do find some better luck. I'd also like to find a flashlight just to help get some clues, because we've really struggled finding clues consistently. We did pump quite a lot of money into the keen eye last time around, which helped us find some clues and kill some enemies, but I don't really want to be relying on that so much. So let's see how we go. There's a 7-doom threshold on the agenda, so we've already got one doom at the entryway, and we don't remove that doom when we advance, and we do need three clues. So let's draw opening hand. Alright, we've got a Guardian Angel, which will be nice. It's our signature. We've got Rite of Sanctification, also nice. We've got Haunted, which we can put back. We draw another Rite of Sanctification, so we'll put that back as well. Hand of Fate is good, and play when an enemy attacks. Cancel that attack and then add Blessed tokens to the bag. That's nice, especially if we draw an early enemy. It does cost three, but I think with Rite of Sanctification in play, that will reduce the cost. It's like, will we get enemies? In the last time, we did get a lot of enemies. And the last card is Scene of the Crime, which we'll definitely keep. So I'm thinking we keep Guardian Angel, Rite of Sanctification, and Scene of the Crime, and put back the other Rite of Sanctification in Hand of Fate and draw two new cards. So we get Greta this time, and a Drawn to the Flame. That's nice, Drawn to the Flame. Alright, so we've got some ways to get clues. We've got Scene of the Crime and Drawn to the Flame, which are testless clues. And we've got an ally in Greta, and we've got Guardian Angel as well. So this is looking better, but I need to move fast, and I think the decision this time will be if there's a decision to add Doom or draw encounter cards. I think we'll have to draw encounter cards. I don't know if we can justify the extra Doom. That's what did us in last time. So with that in mind, let's proceed. So I really want to use the torches again, because that really helps thin out that exploration deck. I don't want to play Rite of Sanctification just yet. Scene of the Crime needs to be a first action, and I can play it right now at the entryway, which might be worth doing. It also, I could also make it free with Rite of Sanctification, and Greta will be useful too. I probably will play her as well, but I'm gonna, rely on Rite of Sanctification and hope I don't draw an enemy. Okay, I'm gonna use the torches. I'm just gonna go three times with the torches to try and get rid of, hopefully, at least three treacheries from this deck. And hopefully an entombed. Alright, first time. First use of torches. We get entombed and crypt chill. Wow, that is excellent. That's two out of the. Let's give it a shuffle. Let's go again. Let's use torches again. Grand Chamber and Ancient Halls. So that's two locations. Let's go one more time. Third time we get Deep Dark and Ill Omen. That's two treacheries. So four treacheries are out of there. That is wonderful. All right, shuffle again. All right, that's the end of our first turn. So we just used our torches. We draw a card. A Ward of Radiance. That's nice. Gain a resource. Six resources. We will add a Doom to the agenda. So that's one Doom on the agenda. Two Doom in play. And then we draw an encounter card. It is a Brood of Yig. Right. So we've got an enemy, of course. I think I'm going to play Scene of the Crime here. I haven't got a weapon or anything. Yep, I'm going to play Scene of the Crime. Let's get this clue. Let's get rolling. So gain one clue. Doesn't cause attacks opportunity. I could use some money with Keen Eye. I could spend some money with Keen Eye. I could spend two resources to go up to four combat. Go four versus two. Thinking maybe I won't use Scene of the Crime this round. I'll try and take out the Brood of Yig, so just rewind there. I won't use Scene of the Crime. I am going to try and take out this Brood of Yig. So I'm going to spend two resources using Keen Eye. Oh, I didn't put a Bless token in at the end of my turn, so let's chuck that in. So I'm spending two resources with Keen Eye to go up to four combat versus two on the Brood of Yig. So let's try and take this guy out. That's an auto fail, so that's one down. Let's go 4v2 again. Minus two, it's one damage. Minus three. Okay, so that's one damage on the Brood of Yig. It will then attack me at the enemy phase for one damage and one horror. And one horror, and then we'll move into upkeep. I will draw a card. I get Crisis of Faith, which is my weakness. So for each blessed token in the chaos bag, you must either replace it with a cursed token or take one horror. Thankfully, there's not very many in there. There's only three. I've already got two horror on me. I'll take a horror. You know what? I'll take two horror and I'll put one bless in. So one curse in. So I want to keep a couple of blesses in there for Rite of Sanctification. Okay. So we've still got two blesses in there. Right. I gained a resource. We add another bless token at the end of the round. So now there are three. We add a Doom, draw an encounter card. It is Final Mistake. Test two, agility. This test gets plus one difficulty for each Doom on your location. This is a three agility test. I'm going three versus three. If if I fail, take 2 damage. Fairly tempting, actually, to Ward of Radiance this. I'm not confident about passing it. Let's try. Ward of Radiance. There's only 3 blesses in here, so hopefully I draw one. I'm going to reveal 5 tokens from the Chaos Bag. If I draw a Bless or an Elder Sign, we can cancel the Revelation effect. Negative 1, 0, negative 5. Yikes. Bless. Great. An Elder Sign. Alright, so we did draw a Bless and Elder Sign, so that goes away. Alright. How confident am I in killing this Brood of Yig this turn? I'm going to play Scene of the Crime this time for 2 resources. So I do get the clue. And then I'm going to try and beat up this Brood of Yig. I'm currently 3v2. Let's go to 4v2 again. I hope I can hit it twice. That is a curse. 2v2. A 0. Wow. Okay. So that's 1 damage on Brood of Yig, and then second attack. A 0. Wow, okay. He is defeated. Alright, so that was my entire turn. Again, I've gone nowhere. Yeah. There are 4 weapons in this deck, but I have not located them. And this is pretty slow going with this one attack, one damage attacks. Alright, upkeep, I draw a card, draw into the flame. Alright, we have ways to get clues, people. Gotta start moving though. We added Doom. 4 Doom. Draw an encounter card. It is a final mistake again. Okay. Alright, we're going 3v3. I've got nothing to boost. So I might be taking 2 damage if this fails. That's a skull, which is negative 3. So that is a fail. I take 2 damage. That's 3 damage on System Mary. Not good. Okay, so we did add the Bless token. So there are 4 in the bag. Let's play Rite of Sanctification. I'm gonna grab, I think, 3. Yeah, let's grab 3. That's first action. Then I'm thinking I'm going to play Guardian Angel for my second action. So I'll take 1 Bless token off Rite of Sanctification to play Guardian Angel for free. Then I'm going to explore. Do I want to explore? Yes, we need to explore. Underground Ruins is not connected. Ancient Hall is connected. Okay, so this has 3 Shroud, 2 clues. At the end of the round, flip one of the clues on Ancient Hall to its doom side. Any investigator may spend 3 resources to cancel this effect. Okay. It's a problem. I would like to get both of those clues, actually, of Ancient Hall. There's no victory point, but this fast tracks me to the 3 clues I need. Okay, so I played Rite of Sanctification and Guardian Angel, and then I explored into Ancient Hall. I draw a card. I get a flashlight. That's great. I gain a resource. At the end of the round, I add a Bless token. And I flip one clue on the Ancient Hall to its doom side. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to spend 3 resources to not do that. Okay. So I've got no resources, but in hand I've got a flashlight, 2 Drawn to the Flames, and Greta. So I've got all clues right now. We move into Mythos. So that's 5 of 7 Doom. Encounter card is a Brood of Yig. Alright, did not want this. Did not want that. I probably need to evade it. 3v2 to evade is possible. I don't really want to spend my action fighting it again. I've got no money anyway to boost it, so I'm going 3v2 to fight. I might as well try and evade it. And then I can play Drawn to the Flame to try and get the clues. And if I'm lucky and evade it first time, I might be able to explore as well. 3v2 on an evade. A zero. Wonderful. It's evaded. Okay, and then I'm going to then play Drawn to the Flame, which I need to draw the top card of the encounter deck. It is a Curse of Yig. Put Curse of Yig into play in your threat area. You get -1 combat, -1 health. That's lucky. I wasn't on 4 health. And gain the Serpent trait. You can test 2 willpower to get rid of it, and it gets +1 difficulty for each vengeance point. Currently none, so I can do a four versus two test to get rid of that. That should be okay. All right. I used Drawn to Flame. I've got the 3 clues. I won't advance just yet. I will try and move now. I'm going to explore. Yep, I'm going to explore. So there are 2 locations connected here. Underground Ruins is one of them. So I move there. It's 2 shroud, 1 clue. While there is an enemy in Underground Ruins is considered to be in the victory display for purposes of counting vengeance. After an enemy in Underground Ruins leaves play, place 1 Doom on Underground Ruins. Okay. That's okay. Alright, so that's where I end my turn. The Brood of Yig will stand up and will start hunting me. I will draw a card. An automatic. I need resources though. I gain a resource. I can use Rite of Sanctification to get my automatic in play. For just 2 resources, which is pretty nice. I also want to try and get my flashlight in play. Tell me get the clue in Underground Ruins. Okay, that's fine. Move into Mythos 4. Oh, sorry, we're on 6 of 7. Doom. Encounter card is Obscuring Fog. Attach to your location. Limit 1 per location. Attach location gets +2 shroud. Now we're on 4 shroud. Okay. After attached location, successfully investigated, discard Obscuring Fog. Okay. Not really what I wanted there. I'm going to play the flashlight using one of my Rite of Sanctification. Comes in with 3 charges on it. I would like to get this clue and then move. If I fail getting this clue, I wonder if I should advance first. I do have the 3 clues. I will advance. I've got 2 actions left. Okay. The ruins are far more vast than even Alejandro had anticipated. Carvings in the walls and hieroglyphs etched into stone altars suggest the evidence of a central chamber underground. Perhaps a hidden passageway will show you the way to this chamber, the very heart of the temple ruins. Shuffle the Chamber of Time into the exploration deck. So that is being done now. We don't have chalk, so I need to put this in the victory display for Vengeance 1. So now we are on Vengeance 1. Act 2A, Magic and Science. Whatever is inside this central chamber must be very important. Much care was taken to obscure its location. Explore, draw the top card of the exploration deck. If it's connecting location, put into play. Only investigators in the Chamber of Time may spend the requisite number of clues. 2 to advance. Okay. Can I get this clue here off this location? I'm using my flashlight. I'm going to be going to... So 2 shroud, 2 versus 2. I'm tempted to put Greta in for the book icon to go 3 versus 2. But I'm hoping that one of the many blesses. How many are in there? Four blesses are in there. Hope I can draw a bless here to help. So I'm 2 versus 2 with the flashlight. That's an elder sign. That is a +1, and I get to add another bless. Things are looking up. Alright, we get the clue. Now we are going to explore and try and get out of here. There's one treachery in here. I draw the treachery, of course. Oof. Alright, final mistake. Actually, terrible. That's actually terrible. So this is... it's a 2 test. So I'm 3 versus 2. If I fail, take 2 damage. Getting desperate here because I'm already on 3 out of 5 damage on Sister Mary, and then I can put this on the Guardian Angel if I fail. But then the Brood of Yig's going to move in and attack, which will be another damage and horror. So, yeah, I don't really want to fail this. But I also don't want to use my automatic. It's got a foot icon on it. I don't want to use my automatic for this test either. So I think I'm going to have to go 3v2 and hope for the best. I draw the Cultist, which is a negative X. X the number of locations with Doom. There's only one. We pass. Okay. So I played the flashlight, I investigated, and then we failed to explore. The Brood of Yig will come in and deal 1 damage and 1 horror. So I will put 1 damage on Guardian Angel, which means I add another Bless token to the bag. And then I will draw a card. I draw Take the Initiative, that's really nice. And gain a resource, I'm up to 2 resources now. Then I will add another Bless token to the bag. So how many do we have in there? There's 1 on Rite of Sanctification, there's 2 out of play, there's 7 Blessed Tokens in the bag. So I feel pretty good about drawing some of them on edge case tests. Alright, so I've still got Curse of Yig in my threat area, and I've got the Brood of Yig now as well. And I need to find the Chamber of Time. Connected to this underground ruins is the secret passage. So if I can find the secret passage, I'm then 1 location away from the Chamber of Time. But we move into Mythos phase now, and we're going to be adding the 7th Doom to play. So we're going to be advancing. And just then, a sound thrums in the walls of the temple, a dull humming similar to that of a generator. Grooves in the walls and the ceiling flicker and start to glow. It is as though the temple is alive and it senses your presence. The strange statues and carvings you've seen, coupled with the dim glow and the power coursing through the walls, makes it clear that this temple isn't Aztec in origin. In fact, it appears to be even older, more ancient civilization altogether. You feel as though you're an intruder in a world you cannot begin to understand, confirming your worst fears. A loud hiss and rattling echoes throughout the temple. Whatever you just woke up is not happy to see you. Spawn the Harbinger of Eleusia at the location with the most doom. Thankfully, this is the entryway. So the Harbinger comes in with its 3 combat, 10 health, 3 evade. It's a hunter, so it's going to come after me. Thankfully, I am a location away from it, 2 locations away from it. I've got a bit of time. But yeah, if it comes and hits me for whatever reason, I will probably be dead. I probably need to get down some more soak in Greta. So that might be a priority. I do need 3 resources for that to happen, though. So I'm thinking that I'll need to play Drawn to the Flame and Greta at some point for the remainder here. And, you know, maybe I don't need a gun. Maybe I can figure out a way to get out without a gun. Right, well, we need to draw an encounter card, so that will depend, that will change things. What is it going to be? A Crypt Chill. Not great. Test 4, Brain. If you fail, choose and discard 1 asset you control if you cannot take 2 damage instead. Well, I can definitely get rid of an asset. It will have to be Rite of Sanctification. I can't use my I can't get rid of my flashlight. It's too important. Guardian angels keeping me alive. Keen eye might just prove to be quite clutch. Yeah, okay. Alright, I'm just gonna go 4v4 anyway. There are many bless tokens in this chaos bag. I draw a bless, so we are now 6-on-4. An auto fail. Oh. Wow. Okay. I need to lose an asset. I'm going to lose Rite of Sanctification. It needs to be done. So that was terrible. Alright, I need to get rid of this, get away from this Brood of Yig. I'm going to use Take the Initiative here. Puts me up to 6v2 for an evade. Feels like a minus 5 draw here. It's a skull, which is just negative 1. Nice. Alright, so it's evaded. I now need to move. So I'm going to explore. Alright, I explore. The Chamber of Time is not connected. The Burial Pit is connected. Has a victory point on it. 1 clue, 3 shroud. After you put Burial Pit into play by exploring successfully, you must either draw 2 cards from the top of the encounter deck or place 2 doom on Burial Pit or any combination thereof. Let's do 1 doom and 1 encounter card. Encounter card is a Terran Time. Test 3 brain. For each point you fail by, you must either lose 1 action or take 1 horror. I can afford to lose an action. I mean, I've only got 1 action left, actually, so I can afford to lose an action. I'm just going to go 4v3 and see what happens. Negative 2. So it goes back to 2 versus 3. We fail by 1. I will lose this last action. I think that's the way to go here. Alright, not too bad. The Brood of Yig will stand up at the Underground Ruins. The Harbinger is going to move into Ancient Hall. It still can't come to me at the Burial Pit, the Harbinger. But the Brood of Yig can. So I'm on the run from those guys. Okay. Upkeep, I draw a card, I get fine clothes. Actually pretty good for some soak there. And I gain a resource. Cheap soak. It's also got a foot icon in case I need to run. Yeah, okay, that's useful. We move into Mythos, so that's 1 doom. So now we're at 3 of 13. Counter card is another Brood of Yig. Oh god. No, that's bad. Can I outrun these guys? I'm inevitably going to have to defeat them, I think. It's now got 3 combat, so even if I boost my Keen Eye up to 4, I'm going 4 versus 3 for attacks, which isn't very good. If I had Greta in play, she would give me a +1 combat. I could also still try and evade. I could use the Fine Clothes to go 4 versus 2 in an evade. And then I could try and get this clue and move on. I think that's what I have to do. Alright, 4 versus 2. Pretty clutch here. I draw a bless. So 6 versus 2. And a negative 2. Excellent. Alright, it's evaded. I get this clue, I'm pretty much set up to move into the Chamber of Time. Yeah, I can use my flashlight. I can go 2v1 if I use my flashlight. Let's do it. 2 versus 1. A bless. 4 versus 1. A negative 3. We pass. Alright, we get the clue. 2 clues. I now need to explore. Secret passage. is connected. We move in there. It has five shroud, one clue. After you enter the secret passage, take one horror. He must either take one horror or one damage or place one doom on secret passage. I'm going to add. I'm going to add a doom. Famous last words. I think we have time, he says. Okay. I need to make it into the Chamber of Time. That's all I've got to do. Alright, so we move into the enemy phase. So the Brood of Yig at the Burial Pit will stand up. The Brood of Yig in Underground Ruins will move into Burial Pit. So there's two of them there. And the Harbinger of Illusia is going to move into Underground Ruins. So it is one location behind them. Okay. Let me move into upkeep now. So I draw a card, Rite of Sanctification. I don't really need that. Gain a resource. I'm up to four resources now, so I can play my automatic, which could be really, really useful. And then we will move into Mythos phase. So this is going to be Doom number 5 of 13. Encounter card is a Creeping Poison. It gains Surge. Each investigator who is poisoned takes 1 damage. I'm not poisoned, but it surges into Ancestral Fear. You must either place 1 Doom on your location and discard Ancestral Fear, or put it in the Victory Display as Vengeance. I'm a little bit concerned about racking up the Vengeance. Because I've already got two, Underground Ruins and the agenda, or the act, sorry. So I wonder if I add a doom. You know what I said at the beginning though, don't add doom. I think I will this time though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 of 13. Alright, now it's our turn. So we want to move into the Chamber of Time. Straight away, I think. Alright, first action, we're going to explore. The Grand Chamber is not connected. The Chamber of Time is connected. Let me just rearrange the table a little bit. The Chamber of Time. Okay, it has two clues, four shroud. After the Chamber of Time enters play, attach a set aside Relic of Ages to the Chamber of Time, place one Doom on the Chamber of Time. So we had a Doom there as well. And there are two clues and two clues, four Shroud. So first action was enter the Chamber of Time. And we will spend our two clues there now to advance. All right. The relic hums with power and throbs in your hands. Energy from the device seeps into the corridors of the ruins and the structure of the temple shifts. Choose an investigator to take control of the Relic of Ages. Move the placement of each location to form a straight line with the Chamber of Time on the left and the entryway on the right. Each other location is placed from left to right in between these two locations in order of how much doom is on them from lowest to highest. Okay. In the event of a tie, you may decide the order. Until the end of the scenario, ignore all location connections. Instead, each location is connected to each location to its left and right. Okay, so we still have two actions left. And we need to get out of this snake pit now. Act 3A, escape the ruins. The ruins are shuddering with a tremendous power. You fear that the structure may collapse if this keeps up. You have to escape at the relic. While there are three or more vengeance points in the victory display... There are not. There are only two. Only two. Each 7 enemy gets plus 1 evade. If each undefeated investigator has resigned, advance. So we need to start in the Chamber of Time and then move through all these locations to get to the entryway where we can resign. We need to make our way through, but also we've got, at the moment, three enemies to get through. Which is the primary concern here, including the Harbinger. Okay, So let me rearrange this first. So I'm going to put Ancient Hall next to the Chamber of Time. It has no doom on it. The Harbinger is in the Underground Ruins. It will be next. So it's going to move into the Ancient Hall next turn at the enemy phase. So I'm going to have to deal with that. Then I think I'll put the Burial Pit has to be next with the two Brood of Yiggs. Then the Secret Passage with its two Doom. Then the Entryway. So there that's the Gauntlet. Still have that Curse of Yig, which is a bit of a problem. Because if I get any damage, that has to go on Sister Mary, she'll be defeated. So maybe I should try and get rid of that. I've also got a choice here. I can get the two clues off Chamber of Time to get two victory points, but also get two vengeance. So it would, what it would do is it would mean that the snakes have a higher evade because there'd be more than three vengeance. We then push it into four, but the two victory points are nice. I mean, right now I don't think I've got any victory points. I've got one off the Burial Pit. There's potentially could get one off the Secret Passage on the way through. But that's a five shard location. I could use Drawn to the Flame to get these two clues off Chamber of Time to get two victory points. Because honestly, succeeding this scenario with one victory point is pretty rough. But if it means getting out, then I probably should hold off. I probably should play my automatic. Two actions left. I'm wondering if I play Rite of Sanctification and just grab a couple of Bless tokens out of the bag, which would then reduce the cost of my automatic, and maybe I can even play Greta at some point. The issue I have is that if I move into Ancient Hall, which I won't do, but if I did, the Harbinger will come and attack me straight away. If I stay in the Grand Chamber of Time, and then next turn I move in and engage the Harbinger and try and defeat it, the two Brood of Yiggs are going to move in and attack me the next turn. So either way, I'm going to be taking a heap of damage. I just wonder if I can even actually do this. I need another soak. I need to get Greta in play. But that's using, a ton of my resources. That's tricky. Thinking I'm gonna have to fight my way through. I'm gonna probably have to attack the Harbinger twice to get rid of it. And then I'm gonna need to maybe evade, try and evade the Broods of Yig. But any attacks I take are really, it puts her closer to death if I don't get rid of the Curse of Yig. I think I need to get rid of the Curse of Yig because that gives me negative one combat. So I'm gonna need to do that as well. So I think I might just have to play Rite of Sanctification. No. I'm gonna try and get rid of the Curse of Yig, first of all. I am going 4v2. No, this is a 4v4 test now. Yeah, it's a 4v4 test. Because there's two Vengeance in the Victory Display. I can use my Drawn to the Flame, the brain icon on it. It would give me a 5v4. It's pretty essential I get rid of that. I don't think I can succeed this scenario with that in play. The negative one combat, the negative one health. If I got rid of it earlier, it would have been a bit an easier test. I think I'm going to have to bypass getting the clues at the Chamber of Time. I just can't afford it, I don't think. So I'm going to go 5v4 to get rid of this Curse of Yig for my second action. It's a zero. Okay, it is gone. That's nice. I just realized I'm pretty sure I forgot to put some bless tokens into the bag at some point. Alright, so that is my second action. Third action. Do I probably have to get Greta in play. She gives me plus one combat. I've only got four resources, so I need a fifth resource. Guess I just gain a resource here. I mean, I could draw a card, it might be useful. I do draw a card, I would draw a Ward of Radiance, which is good. Alright, enemy phase, the Harbinger of Eleusia moves into the Ancient Hall. The two Brood of Yiggs move into Underground Ruins. I then draw a card, Scene of the Crime, as a combat icon, and gain a resource. Okay. Then we move into Mythos. So three Doom on the agenda, but there's one, two, three, four, five. It's eight now. Encounter card is an Ill Omen. Choose a location where there is at least one investigator. Place a Doom on that location. Each investigator at the chosen location takes one horror. Let's try and get rid of that. I've got five horror on me and three damage, so we've got a little bit of excess. I don't want to take another horror or add another Doom, so I'm going to play Ward of Radiance here. Reveal five tokens. Oh, I didn't add a bless. Add the bless back. And we've got five in the bag. Five blesses. So I need five random tokens. Zero. Zero. Elder Sign. Zero. Zeros are useless in this case. And a bless. So we do. Alright, so we cancel that revelation. Alright, now it is our turn. I'm going to play Greta for five. Get her in play. The extra soak and the plus one combat is going to be huge here. You know what? But then I can't defeat the Harbinger. I can't defeat the Harbinger this turn unless I evade it, which seems very unlikely. But I need the soak, don't I? Because then if I move. If I move in and engage and then try and attack. Then. I've only got one attack. Which will mean it will hit me at the enemy phase, and the Brood of Yiggs will come in and hit me as well. So that will be four damage and four horror, which I can take, but then I've got three enemies on me. It's like I can't play Greta. Do I just save the? Do I just save the resources, move in, and hope I can take out the Harbinger this turn using some of the other cards? Let's do it. I think I've got to take out the Harbinger this turn. So I move in and engage the Harbinger. I can use my Keen Eye to give me a boost. I'm going to be fighting at. I could spend two resources to get. With Keen Eye to get up to four. I could spend four resources to get up to five. I need to do that. Let's do it. We get up to five. We're 5v3 to attack the Harbinger. Bless, 7v3. Another Bless, 9v3. A negative 3. Alright, we do attack the Harbinger. Alright. Second action. Again, we're still 5v3. I'm going to play Scene of the Crime here. I'm going to use the combat icon. So now we're going 6-3. A negative 1. Alright, the Harbinger is defeated. Well, it slinks away. Slithers away. Alright, we moved and attacked twice. The two Brood of Yeager are going to come in and hit me for 2 damage and 2 horror. I'm going to put the 2 damage on Guardian Angel, which means that's gone, and I add 2 blesses to the bag, and the 2 horror will go on Sister Mary, so she's now up to 7. She's now up to 7. 3 damage, 7 horror on her, and I've got the Broods of Yig. We move into upkeep, I draw a card, I get the Blessed Blade. I really like to evade these guys. Okay, we had another bless. So how many have we got? We've got 6 in the bag. It's pretty healthy. Alright, we had a doom. Draw an encounter card. It is an obscuring fog. Great, don't care about that. It adds 2 to the shroud value. Okay, I need to evade these guys. Alright, what have we got? We're 3v2. Yeah, we've still only got 2 Vengeance. So they don't get the extra plus 1 evade. So we're still 3v2. I have the automatic, which has a foot icon. So I can use that for one of the tests. But I'm going to go 3v2 this time. On the first Brood of Yig to evade. That is Elder Thing, reveal another Chaos Token. If you fail, place 1 Doom on your location. That's a Cultist. Negative X, X number of locations with Doom on them. There are 1, 2, 3, 4. So we fail that, and we add a Doom to our location. Doom check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of 13. Alright. Damn. That's a shame. I guess we go again at 3v2. A plus 1. So we evade 1 Brood of Yig. Evade the other one now. I guess I can take a hit, one hit from it. I don't want to use my automatic here, just in case I'm going to have to do this again next turn. I'm going to go 3v2 again. I'm hoping for blesses here. A bless. 5v2. And a minus 3. We do succeed. Alright, so they're both evaded. Unfortunately, they're going to come right back at the enemy phase. I draw a card. I get a Hand of Fate, which is actually nice. That's great. And we're under 3 resources now. Yep. Okay. We had a Doom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I have 2 rounds left. Yeah, this is going to be tight. They're going to be very, very tight. We draw an encounter card. It is Creeping Poison. So it gains Surge. Snake Scourge. Put Snake Scourge into play in your threat area. Treat each of your non-weakness item assets as if its text box were blank. The flashlight is the only one. So that, I'm not using a flashlight, so that doesn't do anything. That's fine. Okay, I need to evade again. There are seven blessers in the bag. Oh, you know what? I didn't take the two out, put them back in. There are five blessers in the bag. And we are going to evade again. I really want to succeed this time on this one, so I'm going to use the automatic, the foot on the automatic, so I'm going 4v2. A zero. All right, so that's one brood evaded. My second action, I'm going to move. I'm going to bring that brood of yeag with me. I'm going to spend three on Hand of Fate to cancel that attack, and then add two blesses to the bag. So that was evade, move. Take that. Can't take two hits. I need to evade again. The issue is, I don't think I can get out. Evaded and moved, and like if I move again, I'm in the vicinity of being able to resign, but I'm going to take a million attacks of opportunity. And I don't have this soak for it. That's crazy. Well, I guess I evade again. I go 3v2 this time. It's a negative 2 anyway. So that's a fail. So it will attack me at the enemy phase. So that's one damage and one horror. So that's four damage and eight horror now. The other brood of yeag will stand up at the ancient hall. I will draw a card. Promise of power. It would have been good to see that earlier. Gain a resource. Add a doom. Again, we're going to doom out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We're on 12. This is the last action. Last turn. We draw a curse of yeag, which will actually defeat me. Put curse of yeag into play in your threat area. You get negative 1 combat, negative 1 health, and gain the serpent trait. I'm on 4 health. And this reduces my health down to 4. So we will be defeated. It wouldn't have mattered anyway, because I needed an extra action to resign. So even if I moved three times, or if I moved twice and resigned, I'd be able to do it, but I would take three damage and three horror from the Brood of Yeag that's attached to me, which is impossible to get rid of. So we are actually defeated. So let's read what it says this time. If at least one investigator is defeated. So the temple shakes with the ferocity of an earthquake, causing you to collapse to the ground. Serpent creatures emerge from the shadows around you, surrounding you completely. The thought, this is how it ends, flashes through your mind. For a moment, you contemplate the absurdity of your death. You can only hope that nobody else will be foolish enough to try and explore these forsaken ruins. If there are four or more tally marks under Yig's fury, there are. The creatures are upon you before you have time to react. You scream in agony as you are skewered by razor-sharp spears. Each investigator who is defeated is killed. If there are not enough investigators to continue the campaign is over and the players lose. And that's it. So the adventures of Sister Mary come to a very swift end. This is why I've been reluctant to take Guardians into the Forgotten Age. It's just they just don't have the evasion and if you haven't got a weapon down, take care of your enemies and take care of them efficiently. I mean, I did defeat one brood early in the game, but it took me two whole turns to get rid of it. Just too slow. And even if I decided to not add Doom to the locations at some, I think it was two times I added Doom. I just don't think I could have got out. I think I was too low on health. I didn't have the opportunity to add the soak, the ally. I mean, there's a whole host of investigators I haven't played with yet. So not, Sister Mary from the Innsmouth Conspiracy. Could also play Trish, or I could play Dexter, or Silas. And they might actually have better run of this. Because I really enjoy playing the Forgotten Age, and I really want to move on and play some of the more exciting scenarios, the Threads of Fate, And the City of Archives are two of the most fun scenarios to play. So I think I'd like to continue, but whether I pick another investigator to continue or whether I just scrap the Forgotten Age for now and move on to Carcosa, I'll make that call. But thank you very much for listening. I'm sorry that this has ended in a failure. The deck just didn't quite have it. I really like the mechanic of Sister Mary, but yeah, she's a bit limited in solo. I feel like she's better equipped to be like not have to worry about getting clues and just focus on getting her weapons, flooding the bag with blesses, and serving as a protector. Running things like a True Grit. And Safeguard, those sort of cards where she goes around protecting the Seeker. I feel like that's probably her best role. Could also lean more into Mystic cards, could run Olive McBride to help me draw out more of the Bless tokens. It could also run things like Rite of Seeking as a spell card to help investigate. But I feel like that card's better suited to multiplayer. Because there's more two clue locations. It's not a great card for solo. So I feel like I'm personally just missing some of the great cards that work that will help Sister Mary succeed in solo. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you're enjoying Arkham Interactive and your Arkham experiences. Until next time.